Life in the small Andean villages of Bolivia and Peru can appear to sit still in comparison to the speed of urbanized society. It is in the periods between fiestas that sound almost stops entirely in way to quieter agrarian society. It is during these times that the serene sound of the siku, a panpipe characteristic of this region, breaks the silence. Accompanied by dancers, the security troops that dominate these celebrations. These festivals are beginning to diminish, however, as more young people are migrating to urban cities such as Lima, and there are fewer people to fill the necessary fiesta sponsorships, dancing, and performing roles. Although these young people have left their villages behind them, the siku has followed and is an integral part of their cultural identities and expression. However, before the 1950s, this was not the case, as these people were prevented by what they referred to as vergüenza, or shame and embarrassment. It was only through the changing of mindsets that the siku was culturally accepted in urban centers.
The siku is comprised of multiple bamboo pipes of varying length and musical range, as shown in the first picture below. The groups called tropas, the sikuru musical style, is created through the wavering improv of the various musicians until a melodic line is chosen. The ability to cut cane or to make musical instruments is a highly sought after and specialized skill in the Andes regions. It may take two or more days to make the panpipes for a tropa of 24 people. Taking great care as to not waste material, the cane is cut, measured, and smoothed with a stone. Next begins the construction of the instrument, the maker constantly checking the tuning of the current panpipe with the previous ones. If a pipe is too flat, the pitch is raised by trimming the blowing end. If a pipe is too sharp, it is discarded and replaced. Although with the siku, pitas, or side-blown flutes, the pinquillas and tarcas, or duct flutes, are also present in the region. Traditionally, only one man within each village inherits the tools and the skills necessary for this craft. Tropas range in size from 12 to 50 players, in which only the same melodic instrument is used. In sikuru, usually there are several panpipe players also accompanying the ensemble with bombos, deep-sounding double-headed drums. Single and double-row panpipes are found across the Andean highlands from Ecuador to northern Chile. The siku is a variant that is found in Peru and Bolivia. Through the quiet improv of the different musicians, sikuru is created. Sikuru to an outsider can appear at times to be an exclusive members-only club, where outsiders and new musicians are looked upon with scrutiny. Once tested, new musicians are warmly welcomed into the fold and are able to create music alongside the experienced players. Without speaking, the music begins with quiet improv, almost as if the musicians are playing different pieces. But as the time progresses, each musician reacts to the others and contributes their sounds to the different melodic lines until one is silently settled upon, at which point the line is progressed until a piece is composed. These improv sessions can take all day to complete. Once the line has been fully developed, it is performed in the fiesta and then easily discarded and forgotten to make room for the next melody. This is an example of a sikuru tropa.
Thank you.
suggesting that the siku dates back thousands of years ago, the siku is first recorded as being used by women carrying water from the mountains into the valley. Often several women accompanied each other to help carry large sikus to provide the full musical range. It later evolved into a form of cultural expression during the oppressive regime of the MNR, or Movimiento Nacionalista Revolucionario. Similar to other Latin American nations, the MNR faced the common nationalist problem of creating a monocultural nation despite cultural diversity. To combat this, the MNR decreed that Indians no longer existed in Bolivia and were instead peasants. This was done to try and transform Indians from an ethnic group into a social class. Thus, it was easier to make a social hierarchy of criollos or whites at the top, mestizos in the middle, and Indians at the bottom. During the first MNR term in 1952, government-sponsored musical festivals were common in order to publicly show the government's supports of the Indian and mestizo cultures, all while declaring that these festivals were patriotic exhibitions of national folklore. The intent and desire to promote the party was undermined, however, as the media development of Bolivia was far behind that of other Latin American countries, as they throughout this time was only one government-controlled radio station, and television was not introduced until 1969. The government made deliberate attempts to merge all of the Bolivian ethnicities into one and have society only separate into social classes. This was impossible, as the mestizos were characterized by the notion that they were separate from the Bolivian indigenous populations. This control of Bolivia by the MNR only further alienated its people, thus creating a cultural revolution. It was here that the siku evolved into a form of cultural expression for the indigenous people of Bolivia and helped contribute to the final collapse of the MNR in 2003.
During the mid-20th century, urbanization started to greatly increase in the Andean cities in Peru and Bolivia. People migrated from the rural Andes mountains to the busy cities like La Paz and Lima. With this transition, people often left behind their traditional lifestyles for lifestyles more modern. Although some traditional values and ways of life were left behind in the mountains, some things did carry over to their new lives. One of the things that carried over was the siku. In the beginning of urbanization, the siku did struggle to maintain its important traditional status. However, it is still a big part of the Andean culture today. In the mid-20th century, during much of the migrating period, the siku and the siku tropas were seen as a symbol of lower class. This was a stigma that many people did not want to carry with them into their new lives in the city. So the majority of those who urbanized left it behind. Even though the siku and siku tropas did carry the stigma, they still performed in the cities. When they did this, they often dropped some traditional values and greatly dramatized their performances and wore very extravagant clothing consisting of very bright colors and a lot of indigenous patterns. This was a way to entertain and impress the upper class. Although in their performances they still performed traditional songs and stories, they added modern twists to them. As time has progressed, however, the siku and the siku tropas have slowly started to lose their lower class stigma and have been coming back into the everyday lives of those residing in the urban Andes. Today, tropas perform for traditional events, and it even features in some Andean music. Even though the siku has faced social stigmas during the time of urbanization in the Andes, it still has come back and is still a continuing part of the Andean culture.
The siku musical style remains an integral part of the Andean cultural identity. Constructed through improv and different melodic lines, the playing of panpipes and bombos allows these indigenous people to both relate to their past and connect with people around the world through the international language of music and dance. Similar to other musical traditions such as hip-hop and reggae, siku was used as a form of cultural expression and a way to retain their cultural identities despite the oppressive policies of the MNR that would break them apart. Even during urban migrations that placed them under cultural scrutiny, the Andean indigenous people were still able to continue their cultural traditions to eventually break down class barriers. The story of the siku and the Andean fight for the freedom of cultural expression, stands as a shining example of the potential of music to promote change. Now please enjoy the music of modern-day Sekuru that has been incorporated into the music of urban society.